The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Oh, let's get it. It's a Feel Good Friday and going into a long weekend.
Oh, the double pleasure.
It is double pleasure. Oh, there's nothing like double pleasure.
On a Friday.
Hey.
What a treat.
Any day is a good day for double pleasure.
Wonderful. How are you feeling this morning, Craig?
I'm buzzing.
You are.
I've had another good evening and good day yesterday. And today it's Friday for a long weekend. What more do you want?
Successful with all your afternoon jobs yesterday?
Yeah, well, it continues. It's an ongoing process.
I love the saga.
Yeah, the saga continues. But this weekend, lots of fun. A lot of friends visiting and stuff, which is lovely. Have some nice meals and things. Mm. It's going to be awesome.
Mm.
What about your long weekend? Do you have anything planned at all?
Housework again.
Come on now. Surely you're going to spice it up with something.
I'm hoping to take my boyfriend Will out somewhere. I'm hoping we're going on a road trip or something.
Oh, that's a good idea. A spontaneous one. I love
that. Yeah, maybe on a Sunday.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Because you never... Where are we going? Let's just hit the road.
Yep. Jack, you know, don't you come back no more.
Well, yeah, you know, and that's fine as well. You want to go with Jack? Will won't mind.
I have to find a friend called Jack.
Yeah, that's the first step number one.
Pick him up on the side of the road. No, don't do that.
No. Don't do hitchhikers unless you feel it's safe.
Okay.
Don't pick up hitchhikers.
Public service announcement.
Damn.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that Feel Good Friday feeling.
All right, so yesterday we had a snake in the studio.
Yeah, I wasn't
our
here
boss,
for this.
Neither was I. Our boss man JT had his snake in here.
Weird.
You know what? I think it was obviously they're trying to pick the NRL grand final winners the snake.
Yeah, the animal picks the winner based on instinct.
Now, I've just seen this video this morning of a brown snake in a Queensland clothing store.
Oh, are you serious?
The one in our studio was on purpose. The brown snake in the clothing store.
Oh.
Not on purpose.
Just slithered on in.
Just went, I like the look of those loafers. I might go and try them. Oh, I don't have feet.
That's okay, but I will put my face in it.
Yeah, that's right. This is a lovely leather jacket. I might slither into the arm. Oh, it fits very nicely.
It's cozy.
Very cozy. Obviously, the staff will freak out. It's quite a flash sort of clothing store.
You would freak out if a snake came into the store.
Had to go and get the snake catchers, all that sort of stuff.
Called Robert Irwin, did they?
Well, I'm not sure if they used him specifically, but someone with his skill set.
Right.
Snake safely removed.
Good.
They're about is the message here. Snakes are about. Mm. It's the season right now because they're just all waking up from hibernation going, "Ooh, it's some nice sun out there. I might just slither into your bathroom or whatever it is.
And eat what I can find."
Exactly. They're hungry when they wake up from hibernation as well. So, yeah, snake season is here. Be alert. Be aware.
Mm. Especially when your boss brings one into your workplace and freaks everyone out.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
We move into the area now of, I guess, skincare.
Uh-huh.
Now, stay with me. This is not an infomercial.
No, sure. Do you got a skincare routine?
No. See, I used to when I was, you know, in my late teens, like when I actually cared. But I moisturise every night after my shower. But, like, I got
That's
no
about it.
That's it. I'm very basic. Well, this is something that's quite new to the Australian industry as of this year, but it is quite popular in South Korea. Also known as baby skin injections, salmon sperm injections or facials has become the next Botox.
Sorry, say that second word again.
Salmon sperm injections.
That's a no from me.
You reckon?
Sperm. From salmon injected into you.
Fish.
No.
It's the fish doo-doo.
Ooh.
Okay, so celebs with the likes of, you know, Kim Kardashian and even
she's on it.
Even
of course
closer
she is.
To home, Erin Mullen.
Really?
Yeah, who used to be a sports presenter.
Yeah, I know who she is.
Claims that they've had this procedure and that nothing else has worked like it.
Really?
So this is a treatment that uses, here we go, an explainer here, DNA extracted from salmon sperm to allegedly improve the health of our skin, helping increase elasticity, promote collagen, and also increase hyaluronic acid. There we go.
I have a question for you, Ari.
Yes.
Oh, you're Ari from the radio. Mm-hmm. Do you want to come into... This is a hypothetical situation.
Yep. Yep.
Do you want to come into our special clinic and get the salmon sperm injections for free? Are you doing it?
In 20 years, yes.
No, what about now?
Like, I do don't you need it now.
No. Oh, your skin's so flawless.
I'm only 26, you know. I haven't maybe started to Maybelline. Sag yet. Yeah. I don't have any stress wrinkles yet, so.
What if they said, it'll give you another, 5 years of elasticity? Are you doing it?
I would consider it. I think.
Really?
Oh, look, the beauty industry is wild, but I'm a sucker for it.
You love it?
I believe it all.
Okay.
So this is these sperm injections. It has been effectively used around Asia for nearly a decade. So this is not new technically to the world, but it's only just been TGA approved for our country as of
this
year.
Okay.
So this is also meant to be great for addressing depressed acne scars. So I have a couple of those on my face, of course.
You can't see them.
Oh, thank you. But in the sunlight, you can actually see where, I've had pimples or a bit of acne in the past.
Okay.
It's also good for reducing fine lines and wrinkles and also photo damage.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so it can work. Apparently, people swear by it. And if it works, hey, it's worth giving a go, in my opinion.
I still can't believe that's the part. They tested every other bit of the salmon and went, oh, this is the one we need.
New FM. De Novo's.
Some people, this next story is the Australian dream.
Mm-hmm.
They're this family who bought like a sort of average kind of block of land. It's a couple of acres. I think it's sort of 5 acres in Quakers Hill, which is like kind of quite west in Sydney.
Is it? Right? Okay. Well, I've Googled, but continue.
Yeah. So basically when they bought it, it was just all farmland around. They just bought this house. They liked the house and they went, this will do for us. It's a kind of 70s brick house, quite big though.
Okay. Went,
this is perfect for us. It's the Zammit family who bought it. Now, since then, over the past sort of 20 years, the developers have bought all the farmland around them and built all housing estates. So now they have 5 acres literally surrounded by housing estates.
I think I've seen a photo of this. It's actually wild. It has gone viral in the past.
Yeah.
Because all of these homes surrounding it, they're just all packed in together like sardines compared to this one estate.
Exactly. They're literally sardine tins, and then there's this 1 5-acre block.
Yeah.
Which is not a huge amount of land, 5 acres. A lot of people own that sort of, out towards Cessnock and stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot. But this, they keep holding out because obviously the developers keep offering them more and more money. They keep saying, no, we're going to hold the land. They've now been offered $60 million.
Just for the land?
Just for the 5-acre block.
Wow, they're desperate out there for homes, aren't they?
They are really desperate to get their mitts on this block of land. And I think they're going to finally sell. $60 million. I mean, that is big lotto money.
That is bigger than Deal or No Deal. Take the money.
Definitely. I sort of think you can buy many blocks of 5 acres in many other places for that and still have $49 million left.
Or
just
buy a big mansion in another part of Sydney.
All of that is possible. You can live right in the most exclusive suburbs in Sydney, don't even have $60 million homes on the water. So I think they're going to finally take the money, but what an incredible journey for them to be on, right?
Yeah.
Amazing stuff.
De Novo's. Feel good Friday.
Quick quiz for you, Crevo.
Oh, I'm ready.
When you hear about these names of these toddler besties, Tommy, Chucky, Phil and Lil, who do you think of?
That's the Rugrats.
That
isn't it?
Correct. Well, the beloved Nickelodeon animation Rugrats is getting a new life, rather, from Paramount Pictures.
Really?
With a live action / CGI film adaptation coming to the big screen.
Ooh, I'm actually into that, I think.
Well, this is going to be, this premiered in 1991, this series, so it's old.
It's such a 90s show when you think about it.
Ran for 9 seasons, finale in 2004. How crazy is that?
Really? It went to 2004.
Well, look.
That blows me away.
It had several films as well. 1998's the Rugrats movie, 2000's Rugrats in Paris. I remember that one.
I don't remember any of the movies. I only remember the TV show.
Well, apparently, it's director of Picture Perfect. His name is Jason Moore. And Tina Fey, polar comedy series, are sisters. He's going to be directing this as well as like the original writers.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live, which is a very popular comedy kind of sketch
SNL,
show.
Yeah.
Their writing partners, Mikey Day and Streeter Seidel, have also jumped onto the project.
Wow.
So it's going to be really, really awesome. So it's going to be an animated CGI film set in the real world. So it'll be a bit of a mixture.
Yeah, okay. I think that'll be quite good. Mm. It was just such a fun show as a kid.
Yeah,
I really
bizarre.
Loved it. Yes. Oh, strange. Mm. A lot of 90s cartoons for kids were very weird.
Yes.
That was definitely in the mix.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, though, I've come across an Instagram page. It's kind of like a little collaboration on my feed. It's called Retirement Homies.
What even is that?
It is literally an account for... They basically go through retirement homes or nursing homes, whatever you want to call them, and they ask a series of questions and advice, I would say, of these people in their elderly years.
Oh, you know what? This is so cool because old people have a lot of great advice.
They do.
And they, over the years, right, they distill it down and down and down until you just got the essence, the absolute best little gems of advice.
Yeah, it's literally a few words.
That's it. And you go, wow, that is so sage.
They're the kings and queens of summaries. So in one of their posts, not too long ago, the people running this page, they went around, so they've got like this whiteboard, right? So it's just probably about the size of an A3 piece of paper, I want to say.
Sure.
And they go around and ask each resident for their names, their age, and their advice on certain topics. So this one says specifically, dating advice. Now, you know that they're going
to... This is fun.
They've had relationships up the wazoo. They've been married for 15 years. Or whatever the case is.
Yeah, right.
So there's a couple here and I want to read them out.
I love this.
First one, her name is Iris. She's 90 years old. Dating advice. She goes, be clean, fresh, and make sure you smell good.
Hey, you know what? That clean is great advice. See, nothing better than a partner that smells great, is there?
Oh, no.
And you just lean and you go, you smell great.
Yeah. But also, get up and have a shower.
Well, yes, if you're gross like that, please do.
Yes. Okay, the next one from Marsha. She's 73. Dating advice, be good looking. That's it.
That's it. Simple as that.
Make sure you're pretty and make sure they're pretty.
Power of confidence. There's a lot in that, isn't there?
There's also something very threatening about that. Got to be good looking.
Yeah, that's it.
Keep up that attraction.
Otherwise, Marsha ain't dating you.
Something a little more wholesome from Phyllis, 85.
What a great old person name.
I know. If you like someone, tell them. Plain and simple. Just get it all out there. Life is short.
That is so true.
Another one. Oh, this one's quite wholesome. They even wrote like a little love heart next to it from Joan, who's 105.
Oh, old person advice alert. This is good.
Now, she is beautiful. She says, always look presentable. And she does to this day.
You know what? At 105?
Yeah.
If you're not spilling your cereal on down your chest, you're doing well, aren't
you? Absolutely. Two last ones just quickly. From Sheila, 92. Don't even bother with men. With an exclamation point. And then 71 from Tina. Just give me a pint.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And we are in the midst right now of Fat Bear Week.
Now, when this came across our desk this week, you literally lit up from ear to ear.
Oh, this is one of my favourite times of the year. It's a national park that is in Alaska. It's called Katmai National Park.
Oh.
It's home of some of the Earth's biggest, largest brown bears.
Oy.
Now, adult male bears are an average of 315 to 400 kilos.
Holy dooly.
In midsummer. By late summer and into fall, that they call autumn, the biggest males are often more than 550 kilos. That is half a ton of very, very fat bear.
Chunky bear.
Now, adult female bears are often smaller.
Yeah, we are.
By about a third, but they can still be quite fat.
We're like a bit of junk in the trunk.
Exactly right. Now, Fat Bear Week the whole idea is it's kind of like a knockout competition where people vote on which bears are going to get the fattest.
Oh.
Now, this part of the, it's an important part of the year for the bears because this is when they gather up as much food as they can, and it's a part of the world that has some of the best salmon runs on the planet.
Far out.
So they're there trying to grab as many salmon as they can as they jump upstream.
Yeah.
And they'll also grab, like, your blueberries, which grow wild there, and all sorts of things. They're omnivores, so they'll just eat anything.
I didn't know they ate berries.
Oh, yeah. They love berries. So they'll eat as much of anything as they can to fatten up as quickly as possible.
Wow.
Now, it's there's a knockout competition at the moment. There's like, so there's weekly or daily polls as they go through which bears like verse each other. I'll run through some of my favorites that are up at running at the moment.
Okay.
My money is on bear number 32, whose name is Chunk. Chunk is a large adult male with narrow set eyes, so looks a bit simple from the front on, dark brown fur and a prominent brow ridge, and has a distinctive scar across his muzzle.
Whoa.
I'm guessing from a fight or something.
Yeah.
The other one I like is a bear called Bucky Dent. Now, Bucky Dent is also has the narrow set eyes, so maybe it's something about that, is bear number 164. So bear number 164 has been said to be, has a narrow grazing range, but just eats constantly. So I reckon that's a really good sign that they've found a good spot to find their food.
Yeah, and they're just going to sit there and let it come to them.
That's right. Light brown ears, which is one of Bucky Dent's distinctive features, and has a bit of an indentation, a little bump at the base of his upper muzzle, so easy to see. Now, at the moment, the votes are for number 856 versus 504.
Mm-hmm.
856 is my money. 856 just looks so fat already in the stomach. So, and there's photos as well from last year's weight gain.
Mm.
And 856 just got so round, it looked like a roly-poly him down the hill.
He's the Winnie the Pooh of Big Christmas.
Essentially, right. Oh. So, if you want to vote, it's very easy. Go to explore.org/fat-bear-week.
Or
just search Fat Bear Week votes, right? And at the moment, it's 856 versus 504. If you're betting on 504, I don't understand what you're doing with yourself. Get educated. But it's really fun. The daily polls, it's like a knockout competition. And let's get Chunky to the top. That is my goal. I really want Chunk to win this time.
The chunkier they are, the more they'll win, but also the cuter they are.
Oh, absolutely right. So good luck to Chunk and good luck to 856, so I think it's going to win today.
Ooh.
The Novos.
New FM.
Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Big news, if it is confirmed in the near future, the 2025 Oscars, this is one of the Academy Awards, of course, over in the US, could have none other than Deadpool and Wolverine stars Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman taking the stage as the hosts. This could be big.
That's huge.
Well, it's because they've sealed their status as like the two biggest movie stars of this year. I mean, they've always been fantastic movie stars, but as a duo, they literally killed it. This year for Deadpool and Wolverine, when it opened, it scaled up to $444 million globally in July. It gave the movie the highest grossing global opening for an R-rated film ever.
That's extraordinary. And people say, the cinema movie's dead. You hear numbers like that and you think, no, it isn't. They just need to make the right movies.
That's right. That's absolutely true. Look, they haven't denied anything, so it's still open-ended, but hopefully there should be confirmation coming in. Because Jimmy Kimmel, he's a great host, but he's no Reynolds or Jackman, so
I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah, and they're funny as, they're best mates. It would just be the night of nights.
Oh, it certainly would.
UFM.
The Novos.
School holidays, we're well into it at the moment.
Yeah.
And the first little bit of it, the kids are usually really well behaved. They're doing good, and then they start to go, oh, we're well into school holidays here. We'll be a bit naughty, or perhaps they just break something by accident. I was chatting to my mate who's got kids maybe around the 5 to 6 year old sort of range, and he got them remote controlled cars.
Now, a bit of fun.
Oh, absolutely. And look, the price of these things is not what they used to be. They're a bit cheaper now.
Right.
He got them one car each, and they were racing them, of course, straight into the pool. Both cars crashed into the pool. He warned them as well. Said, don't drive the cars near the pool. Of course, they didn't listen.
Mm.
Straight into the pool. Now, that's the end of that.
Mm.
And sometimes during the school holidays, stuff goes wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe they break stuff like that, or maybe something worse, because they start to make up games and things because they're trying to, fill the time that school nearly usually fills.
Yeah.
And maybe they, break the TV or something like that. Or perhaps the kids are just starting to make you a little bit annoyed.
Yeah.
It's your chance to vent right now. 4967 4105. school holiday mishaps. Have you had any so far? Perhaps it was a previous school holidays that all went wrong.
Something comes to mind when I was a bit younger. So when my brother and I were on school holidays, probably when we were in middle school or something, and he used to have a out on our driveway was a basketball hoop because he used to be basketball mad.
Sure.
So he decided to do like a jump shot, hit the backboard too hard, went over our neighbor's fence, smashed a window.
Oh, nightmare.
During school holidays. Yeah, it was awful.
Nightmare. 4967-4105, school holiday mishaps, or if you want to vent, the ultimate girls' night out with the Sydney Hotshots could be yours.
Yes.
Book your seats now at sydneyhotshots.com.au.
Go for it.
In Bulwarra Heights, Elizabeth, have you got a story for us? What happened?
Well, I have a messy 6-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he loves to leave his mess everywhere.
Sure.
And I got out of the car in the garage and I fell over all his toys and bruised myself and broke his toy.
Oh, no. So not only broken yourself but also his toy. Was he blowing up about it?
No, he wasn't worried at all.
He didn't bother at all.
I was going to say, did you go back into the store, like get back in the car, go to the store and be like, oh, I better replace that, quick.
No, none of that.
No, I didn't do that. I threw it in the bin. It was plastic.
Straight in the bin.
105.3. UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
All right, this is where we put your understanding of capitalism to the test.
Oh, God.
Basically, we give you three things from the shops, and you have to know which is the most expensive and which is the cheapest and the middle.
Okay, great.
Pretty simple, really. Let's meet our contestant for today. It's Daniel in Adamstown. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing well. It's a feel-good Friday. You got anything on for the long weekend?
No, got house renos and probably going to have to keep the kids occupied.
Oh, that is big work, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Well, you can threaten them and say, look, you can go to mini golf if you're good, all that sort of stuff.
I'm hoping so.
All right. Well, fingers crossed. You know how this works. Three things. You got to put them in order from the cheapest to the most expensive. Now, being school holidays, I thought let's grab a few things that the kids might be bugging you to buy.
Sure.
How about this? First of all, item number one, the Xbox Series X 1TB console from JB Hi-Fi at Katara.
Eesh.
Item number two, Wilson Impact tennis racket from Rebel Sport at Charlestown. And item number three is the Nomad Enigma bodyboard from Slime's Surf Shop in Newcastle.
Ooh.
Nomad's a pretty good brand.
Okay.
Not too bad. All right, so there are your three items. What are you thinking? What's the cheapest there, Daniel?
I'm thinking probably the tennis racket being the cheapest.
Okay.
I'm hoping that bodyboard's a good brand and it's going to be a bit pricey.
Okay.
So then I'd put the bodyboard next.
Okay.
And then the Xbox.
All right.
Okay, you want to lock that in, Daniel?
Yes, please. I think that should do me good.
Okay.
All right,
let's start. So, start revealing the prices.
Yep.
The Wilson Impact tennis racket comes in at $49.99.
Okay, all right.
The Nomad Enigma bodyboard from Slime Surf Shop in Newcastle on their website at the moment.
$139.95. Oh, God, he's still in it, Daniel.
You are still in this. Okay. Mini golf is on the line.
Come on.
Your renovations really are on the line.
Because
the kids are in a good mood, then you'll be able to get on with the work. The Xbox Series X 1TB console from JB Hi-Fi at Katara. That's the one in the outdoor bit near the Bunnings.
Come on.
Comes in at $719. He's got another. Well done, Daniel. You can thank me when your new bathroom is in because those prizes are all yours. Good job, my friend, and thanks for coming on. Another local winner, minted here at New FM.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
Obviously, a long weekend, so there's so much happening, but I've just got a few quick highlights for you here.
Great.
Obviously, today, the long weekend starts in my eyes.
Let's go!
Don't forget double demerits as well.
Oh, right? Be careful.
Be careful on the roads. The new annual is across so many venues. If you haven't checked this out, so many cool art and music things. Just do a little Google on that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is plenty on even from today. It goes all the way through Sunday. All right, let's get into Saturday. You've got, how about this, a bit different for October, Dockfest.
Ooh.
This is at Newcastle Cruising Yacht Club from 11 a.m. till the evening, and also on Sunday as well.
Oh, great.
So if you're interested in boats and all that sort of stuff, check that out. Food events. Let's look at this. Divine Wine and Food Festival is at Bacolban out at the Hunter Valley.
Ooh.
And that runs all the way through the long weekend as well.
Perfect.
So there's a lot of venues involved in that. Make sure you check that out.
Mm-hmm.
And then for a bit of culture, if you will, The Little Mermaid at the Young People's Theatre at Hamilton, 2 p.m. till 6 p.m.
Is this the junior edition?
That's it.
Oh, my gosh.
So that'll be a lot of fun as well. On Sunday. Now, this is one we talked about in the past, and I'm very excited about. The Stroud Brick and Rolling Pin Throwing Competition.
Oh, yes.
Kicks off at 10 a.m. at Stroud Showground.
Just quickly, Joel from Your Live and Local Drive Home and Jackie from our newsroom, they had a little competition of, like, throwing these rolling pins yesterday.
Yeah. How did they go? Who won? Do you know?
I didn't stick around to see.
too late in the day.
Too dangerous. Anyway.
Yeah. Also dangerous as well. I'm sure it'll all be done nice and safely at the Stroud Showground. That kicks off 10 a.m. If you're in the area and want something a bit quirky, this is the place for you. Monday as well, if you're wanting a bit of history in your life, the Fort Scratchley Historical Society is meeting up 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can go check things out there. It's just maybe something to take the kids along to, you know, check out a bit of local history.
Lovely.
Also, Make and Create Week is across Lake Mac Libraries and the Museum of Art and Culture as well. And that runs all the way till the 20th of October. So if you miss it on Monday, there's still plenty of opportunities. Do a little Google if you want to get involved in that. But it's good to get the kids involved in, you know, creating things and making things. So much on. If you want all the info, check out our Facebook page and also our website.
Damn.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Now, the neighbours around my place are starting to get a little bit antsy, I've figured out, asking about when we're going to host the next driveway drink. So this is a family thing that we do.
Yeah, this is famous.
Cameron Park, it is.
It is. Like, I was just talking to someone that came in the shop a few days ago.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, Ari's driveway
drink. Oh, that's a lie.
What's the deal?
No.
Yeah, a little bit.
Look, we do host these things for the past couple of years, but it's for the neighbours around us that we're friends with, right?
What's the most people that's been to one, do you reckon?
Ooh, including...
5,000?
No, probably like 30.
That's fun, though. Still. Yeah. That's a good party.
Considering we don't have, like, a big backyard or anything, it gets packed.
Yeah.
Everyone brings their own drinks, food, whatnot. We just kind of just sit there and socialise.
You know, what a great... I guess, community atmosphere to be creating and be a part of.
I love
that.
But over the past couple of weeks, because it's been quite a few months now since we've had one, the neighbours are literally coming up to me going, Ari, we need a social.
Ari.
When are you putting one on? I'm like, ask mum and dad. They're the one. That's
they're
their
in
house.
Charge. Yeah, you're just living there.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to be the one who has to organise it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to hearing about the Corey Worthington style party that it becomes.
Got to wear those sunglasses.
Yeah, actually, you know what? You actually do. That's how it becomes better.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, a great debate has ensued online, not just in the studio. It's all about crowning the best fruit of all time. So this has taken the internet by storm. It's a little competition. I'll just quickly run through it for you. They've taken just a bunch of different fruits that you can get at any supermarket store, I suppose, and they've gone back to back with each other through votes. So, for example, you had the orange versus tomato. So the orange got through to the next round. So the semi-finalists, you had...
Knockout style.
Yep, you had... banana, pineapple, apple, grapes, peach, strawberry, raspberries. Then you also had oranges, cherries, kiwis, avocados, list goes on. But what did make it to the final debate, one versus the other, which is the greatest of all time, was the watermelon and the mango. Classic summer fruits. We consume them like air here in Newcastle.
Yeah, we do.
So it has been crowned. I'm not going to tell you what the winner is, but... I'm going to ask you, Mark Crevo, which one do you think is the greatest of all time?
Out of those two?
Out of those two.
It's so easy. It's the watermelon.
What? It's mango too.
Oh, you are delusional if you think mango is better than watermelon.
I was so sure you were going to actually be on my side with this one.
No. Look, all right, here's my reasoning.
Okay, go.
First of all, the refreshing rating. Okay. A watermelon is a 10 out of 10.
Because it's mainly water.
And a mango would be lucky to be a 2 out of 10.
What?
I mean, there's 8 points ahead already. Then we go to size. What's the biggest mango you can get? Maybe as big as an iPhone box? If you're lucky. If you are lucky. Mostly they're little piddly things and mostly seed. Watermelon, easily as big as your head. Sometimes twice as big. And you can get seedless as well. So it's all fruit.
Oh, my
then,
God.
The seasonal nature. Mangoes, you're lucky to get, a couple months tops?
Mm.
And at the start and end, they're so expensive. Watermelons, they're just cruising in all year. No dramas at all.
Okay, all right. Well, I have some points to rebuttal
How do you even start to try and beat that?
Okay.
Good luck.
Okay, mangoes. Okay, first of all, watermelons. Watermelons are like 90% water, right? So all you're doing is just getting a little bit of flavoured water into your belly.
Please.
That's not what you want. For mangoes, there's more fibre to it, so there's the health rating. Plus, it can be a lot sweeter as well. You can't tell me that you're coming home from Newcastle Nobby's Beach on a hot summer Saturday's day and you're just like, oh, you know what I could crave right now?
Watermelon.
Nice juicy mango. It is stunning the way you can cut them up into like little cubes and like pop them out. That's so cool. So much fun. Then you like tackle the seed and stuff. It's great. And then third of all, you know, yes, you say that watermelons are, yeah, they're all year round. We only get mangoes for a couple of months, but it's a treat. It's a sweet treat, and it's important to savour these moments in our lives.
Oh, come on. The whole cutting thing is a scam,
no,
right? You're convincing yourself that it's fun, but it's actually hard work. When you've got a giant wedge of watermelon in your hand, there is nothing easier to eat than that. So easy eat scale as well, 10 out of 10 for watermelon, 1 out of 10 for mango, if you're lucky.
See, I will eat a whole mango. The only time I use watermelon is in my margaritas, and that's lucky to make a couple of cubes. So,
okay.
You know what?
We are divided in studio strongly here. This is Newcastle's chance to have its own vote and its own say on this.
Yes.
4967-4105. Help us settle this once and for all. Are you team Ari and you think that stinky mangoes are the best fruit, or are you team Crevo watermelon for the win? It's WW. You can't even beat that, Ari. Good luck to you.
No, look, okay, what is the greatest of all time? 4967-4105. I am team mango. Crevo, you're a weird one. You like water too much. You're going for the watermelon.
Mangoes, look, they are good. There's no doubt about it. Nobody trying to deny that.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to say they're better than watermelon is a strange opinion.
No.
I think you'll be the only person in Newcastle thinking that.
Oh, God, I hope not, because if that's the case, I'm moving.
Are you? Are you going to write that down and take that?
Okay, no, I'll just sink my head in the sand, maybe.
Let's let Newcastle decide once and for all.
Let's do it. To Anna Bay, good morning. Donna, which team are you on?
Team Mango all the way.
Yes,
are you joking me, Donna?
No, the colour, the smell, the juiciness, the smooshiness.
This is outrageous. Never call the show again.
Oi, leave my Donna alone. She's a smart woman.
In Cessnock, Liz, which team are you on?
I go mango.
What?
Yeah, Liz. Okay, what do you like about the mango?
the silky texture and the refreshingness.
Yeah. Are you smashing a mango every day in summer?
Oh, yeah.
Go, Liz.
Oh, yeah. Have you got two people? Are they your cousins or something you've told to call up?
Two, I wish. I don't have any
this
friends.
This is outrageous. Let's see if we can find... Separate conversation. Let's see if we can find some common sense in Lochinvar. Emma, which team are you on?
I'm going to have to say watermelon just because at least it's available all year round.
Thank you.
Okay, so
finally.
It's the convenience more so
finally.
For you, Emma.
Yeah, that's right.
100%.
Hang on. I have to ask you one more question.
Okay.
In summer, so when the mango season is upon us.
Don't ask leading questions.
No. Which one are you choosing to take home instead?
Watermelon, because you get more for your money.
Damn it.
Thank you.
I had that one there. Damn.
Finally.
All right, Emma.
We found some common sense.
All right, wrapping it up with Trish and Rutherford. Hey, Trish, which team are you on?
Watermelon.
Yes!
No!
Yes! I've taken it as a win.
No.
Yeah, congratulations.
You solved nothing.
Oh, yeah, that's also true.
It's your choice. Box 1, 2 or 3. What will it be? New FM's Ticket Picker Box.
Yeah, that's right. This is where we give so many people around Newcastle the chance to win all of these different holiday experiences, school holidays, of course, here.
That's right.
So you need stuff to get entertained for the kids, right? Mm-hmm. And it's time to meet our next contestant.
Yes.
It's Eden in Glendale.
Oh, the big G. Hey, Eden.
Hello, how are you guys going?
Great.
Fantastic.
How is our fancy town of Glendale this morning?
Oh, look, it's bright and sunny. It's going well. It's going good.
That's what I like to hear.
Have you ever heard it called the Big G, Eden?
No, normally just G-Dale.
Oh, yeah, we were just talking about that behind the scenes.
We were discussing that. Is it G-Dale? Is it the Big G? Is it the G-Spot? All of these questions we've been asking. but you, of course, live there. It's a great part of the world.
Yeah.
Now, you know how this works, don't you? You've got three boxes here. You've got to pick between 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now is the time for you to make your decision. What are you thinking?
Well, I thought that if I ever got through, I'd have to pick box number 2.
All right, box 2 it is. Let's open her up and see that you have won yourself a family pass to go whale watching with Nova Cruises.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Amazing.
And it's a good timing as well because the whale migration should be coming back down south very soon, during this month and next month, I believe.
Perfect.
Oh, beautiful.
See the migration. Oh, that's good. See the migration of magnificent whales with Nova Cruises, Newcastle's ultimate cruising experience, or win them with us like Eden in Glendale has. Well done, and thanks for coming on, Eden.
Thank you so much, guys. You have a wonderful long weekend.
You too. Oh, what a lovely person Eden is.
All the best people come from G-Dale.
So they say.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
If you have seen this pop up through the news, there's been quite the hoo-ha over these $17.50 worth crumble cookie uproar. So it's someone who's opened up like a little pop-up in Sydney where with lines going down the street, out the door, trying to get their hands on these like really chunky, thick, like luxury cookies, right?
Cookies!
Thank you, Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster's here.
The Sydney siders became Cookie Monsters for this.
I mean, who? First of all, this is what I'd say. A fool and their money easily parted because if you're paying $17 for a single cookie, you have lost your mind.
Buy a full tiramisu for that much.
Oh, exactly right. Or about 3 packets of regular cookies.
Yeah.
And have change for a drink.
That's right.
I mean, $17.50 for one cookie.
Well, they're meant to have like all these like wonderful flavors and like decadent fillings.
All right.
That's all well and good, but not for this price.
Yeah.
Well, an investigation has been done, and the person behind this, the mastermind, has been unmasked. A baby-faced schoolboy. By the ripe old age of 16 years old, he's a year 10 student called Toby from Sydney's eastern suburbs. Oh, hoity-toity.
A fancy part, yeah.
Yep. He's the mastermind behind the crumble cookie pop-up. So what he's done, he's sparked hour-long queues for fans of the cult sweet treat, which was basically come up with over in the US.
So this is my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, is basically that Crumble is this famous cookie brand in America. They're not in Australia at all.
No.
And he's like stealthily just copied Crumble and like made a fake pop-up. Is that what's happened or?
Well, through this investigation, through the articles, apparently customers allege that the cookies were imports which had been brought back in bulk from Hawaii.
So he was on holiday in Hawaii. He's in year 10 with his parents.
Yep.
He's like, oh God, these Crumble cookies, they're very popular. I'm going to buy like 20 cases of them and then make a fake pop-up and sell them. Is that the idea?
Pretty much.
Wow. Surely Crumble will not be happy about this if they find out, right?
Yeah, look, I don't know. They do claim, look, we haven't done anything wrong. Nothing's been, like, no legal things, actions behind it. They're refusing to comment any further. But, yeah, look, apparently they weren't as good as what people had hoped, probably because they were, if they were shipped, they're not fresh. They're very old and stale.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and $17, you want that to be the best cookie you've ever had and freshly baked and basically hot out of the oven.
Not even the Cookie Monster would attack these.
No, exactly. All right, question for you.
Yeah.
End of the day, are you mad at this kid or think it's kind of enterprising and cool?
I think if he's getting slammed online, he deserves it.
Yeah, see, I
nah,
think...
Nah, you're literally taking what somebody else has baked, created from their own hands, and then bulk bought it, and then sell it for extortionate amount of pricing. I mean, I'm all about for flipping houses and whatever, but not flipping cookies. Do not flip a cookie.
All right, that's our... on balance, I'm going to go kind of enterprising. If you're paying $17 for a cookie, you deserve to lose it.
New FM.
De Novo's.
Robbie Williams has a new movie about his life, but he is being played by a CGI monkey.
Oh. All of that.
But this is so bizarre. Now, you will be questioning, why has he got a monkey playing himself? And that is a great question. Apparently, that's the way he sees himself, is as a bit unevolved and is a bit of a monkey, said, in some strange way. Frankly, I think the whole thing is a bit bananas. It's due for release on Boxing Day in Australia. So it's going to be one of those big ones that, you know, is set to come out. Now, you and I, we watched a few, like, short clips of it yesterday behind the scenes.
We did, a couple of times,
And it's weirdly transfixing.
Well, the first time we saw it, we're both like, hey, what the hell is going on? It looks ridiculous. But then, if you watch it another couple of times, you start to understand it a little bit and go, this is actually genius, I think.
The reason, and I think I totally agree, the reason it's genius is because once you once it catches your eye, and they've made the monkey weirdly look like Robbie Williams.
Oh yeah, his eyes.
Yeah, that's right. There's certain facial features, but you can't help but think they are somehow related or something.
Yeah.
And once you see that, and it's like you can't look away from this monkey that's on the screen. The whole thing is so strange but captivating.
Well, I also went into like a deep dive with this, and Robbie Williams actually sat down with the director of this biopic film, and you know, he asked the director, why the monkey? And then the director said, well, when we had a chat, you said you feel like that's what you are on stage. You're just performing like for people. You're dancing like a monkey.
A performing monkey. You know, they used to make them ride little bicycles and stuff back in the day.
Yeah. So it's like, it's a big metaphor for his life, I believe.
Which is deep.
Yes.
But also, just on a basic level, there's something so strange about an hour and a half of essentially a monkey singing and pouring his heart out about his life.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be one of the biggest films of the year.
If done well.
And it looks like it is from the shorts. You know, and it's the same director as who did The Greatest Showman, which I think did around $670 million at the box office.
Yeah, Aussie man too.
I'm going to say that this is going to eclipse it. I'm making the call early.
New FM.
De Novo's.
We are almost done for your long weekend.
Oh, pumped, bro.
And we need to give away a prize, first of all, don't we?
Yeah, of course. Of course, going along to the Ultimate Girls Night Out, VIP style, to the Sydney Hot Shots next week, is going to be Liz in Cessnock. We had a great debate on the show earlier about which one is more supreme, the watermelon or the mango in the fruit world. She did agree with me for mango. That's not why she gets a prize, but she had a great discussion about it. So good on you, Liz. You're off to that. Get your tickets now, sydneyhotshots.com, or just, wait till they come back, because that's it for the prize for that one.
That's right. Now, the winning doesn't end there, though, because today is the final date of Pick a Box.
Yes.
Don't forget that. We've got the school holiday experiences. You can still win them. If you get on the air, you're guaranteed a prize. Mm-hmm. Just need to pick box 1, 2, or 3.
That's right. Your work day.
That's right. And tomorrow, starting tomorrow, is Restore Your Outdoor.
Oh, this is what we're giving away, is it?
Yeah, 2.5K to spend your way at Alfresco Outdoors and Heating. Ooh. Maybe it's new outdoor lounge furniture you need, or the perfect barbecue for summer cookouts. Everything you need to create these unforgettable memories with the friends and family. $2,500 to spend your way.
That's a lot of money.
All you got to do is listen out when we fire up these key songs to make sure you get on the standby list. And you could be winning that just in time for summer. Imagine that.
Perfect.
The place is decked out. The whole family comes out. They're like, wow.
You have your own driveway drinks.
That's it. Where did you get all this stuff? Alfresco Outdoors and Heating, the home of Weber Barbecue, now in 5 big locations. Restore Your Outdoor with 105.3 New FM. That's us. It starts tomorrow.
Be listening.
Have a great long weekend, everyone.
Yeah.
And we'll see you on Tuesday.
Catch you then.
Bye.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.